Hey Siri, text Chris and Billy.
What do you want to say to the group?
Looks like I'm not going to get there till 12:30.
Okay, so heading out of Wade Wines, I am now on my way to Santa Monica, California, where Billy lives, and we will try our crazy wine, our crazy whiskey. All right, see you there.
And just to revisit what we've purchased here, it is 85% whiskey, it is 15% corn whiskey, and it is finished on broken Amontillado barrel casks, which, if you're unfamiliar with Amontillado, as was the very discerning character in the cask of Amontillado, it is sherry. So this whiskey has corn whiskey and it has sherry, making it perfect for this podcast.
Riveting podcasting right here.
Continue straight, then use the right two lanes to keep right onto I-10 towards Santa Monica Freeway.
Current thoughts about whiskey at this moment in time. I am 100%. Well, I guess I can't be 100%. I am a 98% sure that when I bring this bottle up to Jack and Billy, because of their worldly wise ways in the world of whiskey, that they will have had this whiskey before. I'm nervous. I'm feeling nervous about my whiskey choice. They know so much, and they've had so much whiskey. I'm thinking they've had Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey before, but we'll see. We'll see. Hopefully not. Hopefully they're like, what is this madcap concoction?
The bourbon that I bought, not bourbon, whiskey, is really called Cask of Amontillado, which is a story that I've read. It's an Andrew Allan Poe story, and it is about a man who is lured to his death by his hubris of his ability to taste wine. Basically, his murderer says, hey, I've got this great wine. I'm looking for this guy to taste it because he has really discerning taste. The murdered person says, no, I have the best taste. I want to try this. Take me to try this. And the guy walks him down into the catacombs below, into the cellars, where he buries him alive. So if hubris of discerning taste leading to your death isn't appropriate for this podcast, I don't know what is. And if I just spoiled that story for anyone, you're 170 years too late, but I still apologize.
All right, I am pretty much here. Turning onto Billy's street. Literally called Billy's street. It's weird. It's interesting. It's not, actually. So, let's see. Where am I? I might be lost. I am lost. Oh, I think I see Jack.
Yours isn't even in a paper bag.
Yep, it's definitely him. Oh, am I supposed to hide it?
Yeah, that's
what's up, man?
How you doing?
Hey, man. Hi. How's it going? How are you? Good to see you, man.
Yeah, Ryan is going to come over in a little bit, mostly because I thought we'd be like closer to done recording, but show up and you can...
Sure. He can have some crazy whiskey.
I got such a good bottle for this, by the way. I'm so excited. I have no idea if it's going to go, but it's just, like, so goddamn perfect.
Oh, wow.
I'm, as always, quite pleased with myself.
You're always pleased with yourself.
I know.
You should be, man. You do it up right. There's no question about it.